First, I want to thank everyone for coming here, obviously, that's the most important thing. Second thing I want to say is, since originally I've been here with a few exceptions, much, much, just not to share off my tongue how much I appreciated the hard work and the effort put in by everybody last year. It was really amazing. Everyone stuck together, never lost any faith in the poor, never lost any faith in the people marching beside them. And I think all that hard work and dedication clearly paid off in Plymouth. It's a direct tribute to the staff, the board, management, everybody, that we just came together in such a good fashion, in spite of the fact that as the year progressed, there were clearly issues and numbers issues in almost every section. And there's no way anyone could tell the problems that we had during the course of the year. And it was a long, you know, year-long process of just getting to the point where we were at when we reached Plymouth. What we're trying to do for 2023 is to get into more of a pre-COVID type of a schedule, and in terms of rehearsals and also in terms of performances. The board and all the staff have been together and meeting on a regular basis, and to be honest, we're pretty excited what we're trying to put together for the core next year. Regarding to the schedule, our goal is pretty simple. We're just trying to get a balanced schedule. We don't want to do too many performances. We don't want to do too little. We try to keep them so they're spread out between each section. And we plan on doing a show in Connecticut on April 29th, I believe. It's the last Saturday in April. And it's close enough so that we can go down and come back. I know some people may want to stay over, but so we'll be doing that show down there. It's a stage show. Everyone will be involved. On the schedule, I think I had the wrong date down. I think I had July for the Italian festival, but I believe that's more, Lisa, wasn't that around the end of?
Yes, it's in May.
So basically, in the spring, we'll be doing, the end of April, we'll be doing the Italian festival in May. We are doing the DCI show in Lynn on July 1st. And then we're doing two performances in the North End. We'll do the first weekend, which is like August 6th and 7th. That's only for 2 hours. And then we do the St. Anthony's at the end, and end of August. And of course, we will at Plymouth. And we're shooting for a parade in September, October. So again, it's a balanced schedule. It's meant to keep everyone's interest up. The last couple of years have been hard. I mean, obviously we didn't go out in 2020, 2021 because of COVID and all that. We were starting really late. The bottom line is the last 2 years, we really haven't done many performances when you look at the amount of rehearsing and practicing we've done. So I think we have a really well-rounded schedule and one that should keep everyone's interest up. We're also going in other directions too. We've already put a committee together to try to find out about getting new uniforms, particularly new tops. And our goal is to come up with a top similar to what we have now, but it's obvious that we need new ones. And so we're starting that process by going, by just trying to get a way of trying to raise some money for it and find some different events like that. Dues is the same as I've already, it's in the brochure, that wonderfully written thing that I did. I am responsible for typos. And you'll notice there that uniforms. But anyways, we're talking about dues. Dues will be $100 a year. And what we're doing this year is, we're not running a Kowloon type event, but we are going to be running a combination of small fundraisers that can actually raise a lot of money without people, you know, in the Corps having to put out. We're having a spaghetti dinner on February 25th. And it'll be in, we did it 2 years ago, and we actually raised over $3,000. And needless to say, we could really use the money. We haven't had too many paying functions. In fact, I think our biggest fundraiser so far was people putting things on Facebook for their birthdays, which has worked out well, but it's not really a good basis for running a drum corps with the expenses that we have. But in here, we try to list everything we could, the staff, anyone else, you know, that you may want to know about who we can contact and what's going on. But as the course of the year goes on, we'll also tell you what fundraisers we're running. But again, they should be in the category of like $15 they will be reasonable. So I think that's about it from my end. We just know that we're really, really excited about what we're doing. You probably know by now, but we're planning on doing a part of our show as a tribute to Jerry Noonan and with Ole and all that. But it's going to be an exciting show. We were talking today when we go down to Connecticut. It's run by the veterans, and we'll probably bring back Pacific for that because it's all mainly a lot of veterans that are at the show. So, but I think the show is going to be exciting. We have good people here, and our goal is to just get better and more entertaining and more fun. So, Neil, do you want to say something then?
Yeah, I think the first we're
going to. Oh, okay. Very good.
Hey North Star, how's everybody doing? Happy Sunday rehearsal. For those of you who don't know me, hi, I'm Carrie. I have the honor and the absolute pleasure of being North Star's drum major. So I just wanted to send a quick video to say hello, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there this weekend, but I am really looking forward to working with you guys this upcoming season, and I will see you at an upcoming Tuesday or Sunday rehearsal. So go North Star.
So visually, what we'll be doing for the upcoming year, you know, I'm looking at three different type venues. The Connecticut show is going to be very, very similar to this. I was there last year. The stands start about here, so we can utilize this space. We can utilize the front of the stage, the back of the stage, depending on the size of the battery, the brass line, and the color guard. The summer show, for one performance, I don't think we're going to go crazy. And against everything that I hate, we'll probably just get in an arc. And then, and if we're doing celebration or whatever it is, the recapitulation of Ole, we just fold it down into two lines, and that's it. And then, of course, every year, Plymouth is always the culmination of a lot of hard work. And we'll be doing the typical stuff there. We're not going to be like everybody else. We're not going to just stand there and play. We're going to put on a show. Last year, through a necessity, we incorporated electronics into the show. And looking at that, that was great. If you look on Drum Corps Planet or Facebook, some of the people said, I hope the other alumni corps are watching this because this is the future. You just can't go out there and do the same old shit. So this year, with that in our back pocket, we're gonna not only use the electronics if we have to, we're going to use it because we want to, and we're going to make effects out of them. You know, Jim alluded to earlier about Ole. Well, we're pushing for that's going to be the show title, Ole. And the new t-shirt is just going to be, and we know who that is, it's Jerry. It's going to be a silhouette of him. And Dawn just came in here. So if we can recapitulate at the end, I think that would be a great bookend, and I think it would be a great tribute to the best member or the best component ever produced by the North Star. We built a long history of building an identity for this corps, and I think we've done it with the alumni corps too. And I know Dawn gave me some shit at our meeting, and I said, I never want to close my eyes and not know what corps this is. And I don't think that's going to happen, but I think you have to be aware of things like that. So, you know, we want to get back to having fun. We want the members to have fun. visually, I'd like to welcome Joel and Catherine, the new color guard instructor. Jay's not here anymore, you know, it was time for him to move on, but Jay did a fantastic job. I mean, I've been so lucky that, you know, if a new marching band calls me up, the first question I ask them, who's the color guard instructor? Because I know who puts the frosting on the cake, so it's not me. So really welcome the two new instructors, and thank you again, Jay. Okay, thank you.
Shannon will be leading the percussion section.
Good, I'll remember that. Exit stage left.
Sopranos, sit up front row on the stage.
Thank you.